Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. This is Andy Webb with Lifestyles Unlimited. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Hey, I want to kick off the show. I want to let you know that tickets are on sale already for our 2022 Wealth and Passive Income Expo. That's going to be down in Houston this coming year at the George R. Brown Center. And you can learn more if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I'm leading with that because I just saw the news. Again, tickets are on sale and I'm excited. I know it's a couple months off. This is going to be in March. And here, let me get you the exact dates here. It's going to be March 16th through the 19th, 2022. And again, we have a variety of passes that you can acquire to join, to go for the education, to network, to see apartment investors in action, to see single family investors in action. And again, that's going to be in Houston, Texas, about mid-March of the coming year. wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And a question for you. Speaking of houses and apartments, have you ever thought about working on that financial freedom that we talk about by doing that very thing, buying a rental house or maybe getting into an apartment investment as a passive investor? But you're worried. You're worried that things might go awry somewhere in the course of one of those transactions. I want to help put some of your fears to sleep today. That is what I want to get into today, which is protecting yourself in a real estate transaction. Just a little bit about myself. If you're new to the show, my name is Andy Webb. I am in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I've been a member at Lifestyles Unlimited since 2012. We joined in March of that year, bought our first house later in the year in August, and have just been buying houses since then, and have since gotten into some apartment investments as passive investors in the past year or two, and are continuing to build our assets and our investment portfolio. Lifestyles Unlimited itself has been around for 30 plus years. It's an education and mentoring group. That's where we got our education, got our mentoring to get going on that single family track, and then more recently, like I said, on multifamily. And it's through the course of the education I've gained there that I've learned about this very topic, protecting myself as I go through sundry types of real estate transactions, sundry parts of the process, and among other things. I know you've heard this. I know you've heard this on the radio. There may be TV ads out there as well. You've probably heard this. There's been a lot of advertising. It's ads that are talking about protecting your home, or maybe for one of us real estate investors, protecting our rental houses from home title theft. Well, did you know that that is a thing? First of all, we'll talk about that in a little bit. And these ads that you're hearing, there are services out there that will charge you a fee to essentially be vigilant and keep an eye out, keep a watch on your property's title to make sure it doesn't change hands all of a sudden without you knowing. Well, you can pay for those services, but what if you could actually get to that very service for free? You can, in some cases. So stay tuned as I work through the topic today, which again is protecting yourself in a real estate transaction. That'll come up, and I'll tell you where you can go to learn more and possibly protect yourself at no cost. So what we're going to do today, and I'm going to lean heavily on first on the single family rental house process, to guide the conversation. Because when I say transaction, I'm not thinking just about the transaction when you acquire that asset. There are a lot of moving parts that certainly go into that piece, but that accompany the transaction from start to finish. Start being the time you buy, to finish being when you dispose of that asset. So we're talking, again, that home title protection, that's not happening at the start. That's something that you want to keep an eye on as you retain that asset, as you hold it. So we'll hit that as we get to that part of the conversation. I have a lot of information actually on this topic for you today. I don't want to rush through this. If I'm going along, we'll just pick up the conversation in next week's show. And a big point out the gate that I'm going to make right now is and I used the term model just a minute ago, single family rental model, right? Just following the right model can help add a layer of protection at any and at all points on that transaction, on that timeline for that single family hold or multifamily. For example, four words that you'll hear us say quite often at Lifestyles Unlimited: best product, best price. What does that mean? Where does that fit into today's conversation? We'll get to that. By the way, that best product, best price, what does it do for you? It yields the best people, or residents in this case, in your rental house, let's say, which itself, when you have the best people, that offers a layer of protection, doesn't it? You've got the best people in there. You know they're going to do the right thing. They're going to take care of your property. So that, again, is just an example early on. And we'll get to that again later in the process. So the timeline, the timeline that I'm thinking about, and let's just hit this now because this is roughly the model that we follow at Lifestyles Unlimited. First and foremost, before we even think about getting that asset under control, trying to find that house, for example, you want to create a plan. You want to know where you're going. You want to have some direction. You know, this time of year, you think about setting goals, of course, but you want to get educated. Again, that's what we have been doing at Lifestyles Unlimited for 30 plus years. A very good track record there. But you want to get educated, and you want to find a mentor as well, because there will be times when something comes up and you just don't know the answer. And maybe you feel you're being led in the wrong direction by one of those players out there in real estate that is involved in the timeline, in the transaction, in the process. Well, that's a very good time to go and speak with your mentor and say, hey, is this right? Am I going in the right direction? Is this person telling me the right thing based on your experience? So getting educated, finding a mentor, and having a plan really are the first step in the timeline. But once you've got that figured out, you know where you're going. Let's talk about finding that house. Well, single family, we're going to get into that. All right, when we come back from the break, let's look at the timeline, and then let's start talking about working our way through the timeline, finding and contracting a house, for example, ways to protect yourself in that part of the transaction, closing on a house, what do you do there, finding that resident, so on and so forth. So stick around. We'll be right back.
You can't be financially free if you're psychologically imprisoned by disabling belief systems.
Are you ready to break free from your disabling belief systems about money, real estate, retirement, and financial freedom? Then join us for Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Learn the belief system that thousands of people like you have used to break free from corporate America and create the lives they have always wanted. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedFreeWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb. If you have any questions for me, you can send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. Again, send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. And as I mentioned ahead of the break, actually to open the first segment, I do want you to be aware of a website out there, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. We have begun selling the passes for the Expo 2022. That's going to be next year in March 16th to the 19th down in Houston. But you can learn more if you go to wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. And as I mentioned in the earlier segment, when it comes to protecting yourself in a real estate transaction, whether we're talking single family or multifamily, a big piece is the education, is knowing, right? Being informed and just knowing what's going on and what should be going on. What should this person be doing? That person be doing? What does this next part look like? And that's part of the education. And you can really dive in at a lot of the breakout sessions into single family or multifamily, depending on which track you feel is best for you at the expo. So again, check that out, wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com. I will see you there in mid to late March there. So let's talk about the timeline when it comes to taking down and going through the full model with respect to a single family house. We could talk about apartments, but I think for the majority of listeners, a lot of people start with single family. You probably own your own home. A lot of what we're going to talk about could apply there as well, or in that transaction a lot of people are trying to buy right now. Prices keep going up along with inflation. Did you hear the latest? 6.8% in November. It was 6.2% in October. That number keeps going up, which is another great reason to get into real estate as an investment right now, because it is the perfect inflation hedge. I could keep taking my rents up. I've got a fixed rate mortgage in place. That gives me a great spread and ability, flexibility to move as we hear what's going to come out in December. Are we going to crest that 7.whatever%? We'll see. But it just keeps going up. But we're going to talk about single family first, and later in the show we'll get to a couple of points of this interest on multifamily, especially if you want to be a passive investor in an apartment investment or maybe multiple investments. Great way to go to build your financial freedom. So we talked already about the timeline, just generally getting your ducks in a row and creating a plan, getting educated, as I mentioned, finding a mentor to help guide you along the way. Now you're going along that path to acquire that first single family house. What does that look like? Well, first and foremost, you got to find the house. You got to find that asset that you want to get under control. You then need to make an offer. And let's say you get a contract accepted. You need to now do your due diligence and then decide if that is a good investment. Do the numbers still pencil out? You penciled them out before you made the offer, figured out what your offer is. And does that opportunity still work? Does it still yield you the returns, cash on cash, that you want to see? Are you capturing the level of equity through the transaction that you want to see? And those all come back to your plan that you want to create and being educated even just how to calculate those. But you're going to find that it's a good deal. Hey, it works out. Now you're going to close on the house. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, we go into these deals leveraged. We are not cash buyers. We buy typically with hard money. And there are a lot of shows on our website. If you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, scroll to the bottom, there's a search bar down there, type in hard money, you'll find a lot of shows and other articles and content on the website about hard money. But in a nutshell, it's a short-term bridge loan, because we need to close fast on a property that is under distress of some nature. Perhaps the seller needs to sell in a hurry. We haven't seen a lot of foreclosures lately, but thinking back a number of years, commonly they were trying to get that thing sold before it goes to the courthouse steps and gets sold that way. And then they have a foreclosure on their record. But typically we're trying to sell or buy fast, close fast, or the asset itself is just not in good shape. We can't take out a conventional loan, so we use this type of bridge loan, this hard money loan. So we close on the house, moving along in the timeline, again, from a Lifestyles Unlimited perspective. Then we're going to go in, we're going to renovate, because as I mentioned, it needs work. Commonly so much work that we couldn't get a conventional loan. I actually was out looking at a house just up in Denton. Again, I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and the foundation was off. And I could feel that just walking from one corner of the back bedroom to the back side of the house, essentially. Something was going on. Maybe there was some plumbing underneath that was lifting it. But it was to such a degree that I could tell you right now, it's not going to go conventional, which is okay, because we buy with hard money. Very comfortable with that process. We actually have less capital in any given deal because we buy with hard money. We go in and do this renovation that I'm talking about. And then what do? We refinance out of that short-term bridge loan into a long-term 30-year fixed rate mortgage. That thing that's really going to help us as we see inflation continue to grow. So if I have a fixed rate 2.99%, 3.25, 3.50, wherever the rate is for you right now, it's going to vary by your credit score, your reserves in the bank, your financial firepower, essentially. But you're going to have a spread now between your interest rate and your fixed rate mortgage and rents. And again, as inflation goes up, so will those rents. That's what makes it such a good inflation hedge. Among other things, appreciation comes to mind as well, of course. The value of that asset will go up as well. But so we're going to renovate it. We're going to refinance, and we're also going to rent it out. These things are all going to be more or less moving in tandem as we go through the process. And as we do our renting, our leasing of the property, we're going to do our due diligence here as well on the prospective tenant or resident, the applicant. And now we're in our hold period. And this is where that whole title, what if a title theft comes into question. So we're going to be in our hold period for 3 to 5 years. And then we're going to dispose of the asset. We're going to sell it. So that's the timeline, essentially. Find it, buy it, do your due diligence, renovate it, rent it, refinance the out of the hard money bridge loan, hold it for 3 to 5 years, and then sell. And anywhere along that timeline, you may have questions. You may think, oh, what if something goes wrong here? And that's what we're going to talk about, again, protecting yourself in a real estate transaction. So let's start by finding that house and getting it under contract. I'll tell you, it's very important to have good, solid documents that you're working with. And if you're not sure where to go to get a contract, maybe you find that your neighbor, for example, a lot of you have, you know people. Your farm should start by being your neighborhood. If you're not sure where to start, if it makes sense to invest there, and maybe you don't know where to go to get a contract, a good place to go is the Texas Real Estate Commission, the 1-4 family residential resale contract. It's a promulgated form that is available to anybody. You do not have to be a realtor to use that form. That's a pithy contract. They just updated it this year in 2021. It's got everything in there, if you're checking the boxes right, to protect you. So you want to have good solid documents in place. If you don't want to use that form, but you want to make an offer, get together with your real estate attorney and make sure they're drafting a contract that protects you. So again, we're talking about protecting yourself in a real estate transaction, and that's really where it starts. That contract that you put together with the seller to buy that asset from them starts with a good contract. And if you're not comfortable doing that on your own, maybe that's a good time to say, well, I better find a good realtor. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about realtors. I want to talk about wholesalers. We talked about wholesalers a couple of weeks ago. They just keep coming back up, but you may find a lot of inventory from wholesalers coming across your desk. How do you work with them in a safe way? So stick around.
Del Wamsley's Real Estate Investing Worst Case Scenario.
Let's say the Democrats took away all tax deductions away from real estate like Ronald Reagan did in 1986. And in 1986, we had stock market crash, a real estate value crash. The world came to an end for 3 months. Why? Because he took the value away from owning real estate for people who used it as a tax break. People like myself who got started at 87 go, you know what, you can really buy this stuff cheap right now. In fact, I can buy it so cheap, I can rent it and make a 20% return. Cap rates were 20%. I buy a building and I made 20% of my money without leverage. If I put leverage on it, I made 30 or 40% return. Ungodly returns. Right now, you can earn less than 1% on a savings account. So do you think I hope that happens again? Yes, I do. In 2008, when the world crashed and cratered, I bought real estate 50 cents on the dollar. I said, well, what happened to the stuff you already owned? I kept it. It stayed full. We rented it. We made money.
Don't let the fear of losing money hold you back from making money. Join us for the next live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Warning. Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Andy Webb, and today on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, we're addressing the question, how do you protect yourself in a real estate transaction? And here I'm not limiting transaction just to the acquisition. Typically, that's a transaction. I've taken down this house. I've done many transactions over the course of my career since 2012, almost coming up on 10 years for me, anniversary, as a real estate investor, as a member at Lifestyles Unlimited. So I've seen a lot as I've gone through this business, both on the single family side and now on the multifamily side as well. And I just want to make you aware of some places where you can pay attention, where you can make sure you have solid footing as you work your way through the broader timeline. So transaction, not just the acquisition, but renovations, finding that resident. Hold period, which if you're following the Lifestyles Unlimited model is about 3 to 5 years. And then disposition. So anywhere throughout there are things that you may think, what do I do in this situation? Or how do I protect myself from XYZ? We're going to hit some of those today. And if you have any questions, if I miss something that's been on your mind, shoot me an email. Send me an email to askandy@luinc.com. So we're going to work, like I said, through the timeline for single family. I can already tell I've got a lot of material here. This is going to be a two-part show. I can tell you that right now. So we're going to work our way slowly through this. Now, when it comes to the first step, finding and then contracting on that house, right? You've already figured out your goals, your criteria for that investment. You've gotten the education you need to make the good judgment call, whether it is a good deal or not, how to calculate returns, stuff like that. You've got a mentor in place to help you. Well, now you're out on the hunt and you find that house. You want to get a contract. We talked ahead of the break that if nothing else, if you're in Texas, the Texas Real Estate Commission contract can be used by anybody. I happen to be a licensed realtor now, just in the past few years for other reasons. But for the first number of years, didn't have a license. Don't need one. You do not need one to be a successful real estate investor. I leaned very heavily, as it were, on the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited. But my wife and I were out there doing some transactions on our own. We'd get leads in our neighborhood, just a mile down the road, for example. But we go and negotiate with the seller. And we wrote up a contract using the Texas Real Estate Commission 1-4 family residential resale contract. Download that from their website. Understand it. Talk to your real estate attorney to make sure you understand it. It's 16 pages or so. If you don't want to use that, then again, you can have that same attorney draw you up something maybe a little simpler. I personally find it very beneficial when working with a seller to say, look, I'm using this promulgated form, this document that is approved by the Texas Real Estate Commission. That looks good to them. Because they're not sure. They don't know who. You send them a postcard. Maybe you called them. Maybe you knocked on their door. Who is this guy that's trying to buy my house? Well, he's at least working with a legitimate document and a document that's going to protect you and both of you. Now, again, like I said, if you're not comfortable, because there are a lot, there's some boxes you have to check. There's some things you need to decide within that contract. Maybe that's a good time to engage somebody that does know that contract. And that's going to be any realtor. If they're good, if they're worth their salt. And I will tell you, not all realtors are created alike. I see a lot of questions out there. And I'm looking for an investor-friendly realtor. I don't know if that means cheap. I'm not sure what that means exactly. But if you're looking for an investor-friendly realtor, you want to find somebody that knows how to negotiate, knows how to put things into the contract in your favor, and will steer you towards the finish line with success. And keep in mind, the big benefit of working with a realtor is like a financial planner. They are a fiduciary. They are bound to take your interest ahead of their own. That's a fiduciary. That's the big advantage of having a realtor on your team. That is something that can protect you as you work through a real estate transaction. Now, maybe you're not making an offer on the MLS or broader market. Maybe you're finding your deals, your investment opportunities through a wholesaler. And a wholesaler, we talked about this a couple weeks ago, compared a flipper to a wholesaler to a true real estate investor. You can find that program at lifestylesunlimited.com as well as all of our archives there on the podcasts. But we talked about wholesalers and typically what they're doing. They're very good at marketing and they're very good at doing that negotiating with the seller and getting a contract on that asset, on that property. And then what they do is they sell that contract. Some of them may close on the house and then do what's called a double close with you. Okay, it's a little bit different, but commonly what's going to happen is they're going to take that contract and they're going to sell that contract to you. They're going to assign it to you. So there are a few things you want to understand when it comes to protecting yourself in a real estate transaction if you are working with a wholesaler. First and foremost, if you're going to sign a contract, an assignment contract, what do you need to see? Well, you need the underlying contract that they're assigning to you. If that's not presented to you, you do not know what terms you are now signing up for, do you? So 100% every time before I sign an assignment, contract of assignment, I need to see that underlying contract as well. And among other things, that wholesaler needs to guarantee that they will deliver clear title. You cannot close. You do not want to close. Your lender, in fact, won't let you close if there is not clear title. Clear title simply means, for example, I bought a house a few years ago down south of Dallas in DeSoto. And there turns out there was a lien on the property from the city for a space in that subdivision that they had to go out and mow. It wasn't actually a part of this particular lot or block and lot in the subdivision. It was the lien itself was actually attached to some undeveloped part of the broader subdivision. Somehow that then got attached to our property. If I had just gone ahead, maybe paid cash, not closing at a title company, bought the house, fixed it up, did everything we do, 3 to 5 years later, go to sell the property, I may then run into problems because the title is not clear. There's still a lien on that. So you want to have all of that stuff wiped clean so that you do have a clear title. And occasionally, when you're working with a wholesaler or in any transaction, honestly, you may get to that closing date and title just simply cannot clear title for you. The title company cannot. What do? You walk away. You do not close. And this is when a very important point comes into play when it comes to working with wholesalers. Most wholesalers, every wholesaler that I know, is going to require earnest money. Just like any transaction in real estate, there needs to be some consideration. You're going to put down that earnest money to start with to make the contract legitimate, legal. Well, when it comes to a wholesaler, they're going to tell you this earnest money that you're putting down, it may be $3,000. It may be more commonly these days, I see $5,000. For bigger properties, bigger dollar amounts, it may be $10,000. Somewhere in between. They're going to tell you when you put that money down, that is non-refundable. They're going to say, all right, write me a check. I'm a wholesaler, John. Earnest money deposit, $5,000. You go ahead and write that earnest money check to me in my name, wholesaler John. What do? You say, absolutely not. What happens, wholesaler John, if you don't deliver the property to me with clear title? He's gone. So 100% of the time, you insist, hey, I'm going to take this earnest money and I'm going to drop it off at the title company. That way, if something goes wrong within the transaction, they're your conversation partner in this then. They'll do the right thing. I've had to pull out of deals where the seller was reticent, did not want to release that earnest money to me. Fortunately, it was with the title company. So when it comes to wholesalers and they say, hey, write it in my name, I'll take that check. Absolutely not. That for me personally is a deal breaker. I will not do that. Again, if title does not clear, there are other problems, and that wholesaler skips out, there goes my $5,000. So things you can do to protect yourself. And often, I've bought a lot of deals from wholesalers that the realty team at Lifestyles Unlimited has vetted and brought to me, and there's a level of protection there as well, because a realtor is involved. And finally, when it comes down to finding and contracting on a house, if you're making an offer in the broader market or maybe working with a seller, put an option period in there if you can. Now, I will tell you, with the lack of inventory that we see right now and the massive demand out there for houses at the price points that we tend to buy at, that will make your offer a little less competitive. With a wholesaler, no deal. There is no option period. You go in with your hard money, that is hard, literally, and you may lose that if you walk away for your own reasons. But if you can put in an option period, well, that will protect you through the transaction. So that's finding and contracting a house. When we come back, I want to talk about closing and working with title. There's some very important considerations here.
Everyone is asking, is it still a good time to invest in real estate?
We see no indication that for the foreseeable future, and even the unforeseeable future, no indication whatsoever that real estate is suddenly not going to be the best vehicle for creating wealth and passive income for your family. And so that would say that now is the time to get in. And we very rarely talk about this because we talk about cash flow. But now we're talking a little bit about capital gains and what the future brings in that property. Because it's real. At the end of the day, you have all your cash flow, but you've got this nice capital gain when you sell. And the inflation that we see and the reasons for it are going to continue. And we're going to see great capital gains at the end of the line when we sell these properties.
Get in on the next free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Andy Webb. I've been a member at Lifestyles since March of 2012, so coming up on 10 years. In fact, my 10-year anniversary will occur during the window during which we're hosting the Wealth and Passive Income Expo 2022. That's going to be in Houston March 16th through the 19th. That's about when we joined. Now, it took us several months to get comfortable with the notion of buying a rental property, doing the rehab in particular, and we finally closed on our first in August, our second in September, our next on in December, and just kept rolling. Got our education underfoot first and foremost. And if you go to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, you'll get a ton of education there, not to mention the network and everything else that goes along with that. Check that out at wealthandpassiveincomeexpo.com because tickets are on sale now, and that's going to be in Houston. So we're talking today about protecting yourself in a real estate transaction. This will be a two-part show. I prepared a lot of material because there are a lot of moving parts. There are a lot of places where there are things that you will absolutely want to put into place, things that you will want to do to protect yourself, to ensure your success. And we're working through this as part of the single family timeline. And we talked in the very first segment, second segment, the very first thing you want to do is get that education that I talked about and find a good mentor that you can lean on as needed throughout the process to help guide you. But then you're going to go out and you're going to find and you're going to contract on a house. We talked through that. You get the contract and you start to work through your due diligence. Now, very, very important when it comes to closing on a house is close at a title company. I will occasionally talk to people that will just kind of wing it. They'll have a mobile notary, meet them at a Burger King. In the parking lot these days, I suppose, because you can't go inside. Maybe you can now, but they'll meet in the parking lot. Mobile notary will sign off on the closing documents. Well, you want to close at a title company. Why? Well, there's some added cost to that, isn't there? But boy, you're getting a second and maybe a third set of eyes on there. And more importantly, you're going to get title insurance. Now, if you're following the Lifestyles model, and as I mentioned in the very first segment, having a good model to follow is a very clear way to protect yourself because you're doing things the right way. And if you're following the Lifestyles Unlimited model, you're buying with leverage and you're buying an asset that is distressed typically. That's how we capture equity throughout this process. That means we're using a lender, a hard money lender typically, and a lender will require title insurance. So they're going to have lender's coverage. And that title insurance will cover the amount of the loan. And if you're using hard money and you understand the process, if you don't, again, go to our website. There's a search bar. If you scroll to the bottom, do a search for hard money. Remember that a hard money lender is lending on typically purchase price and some portion, maybe all of the renovations. What they're doing is lending at maybe 70 or even 75%. Maybe they're up to 80 these days. I don't know. 75 is the last I did. 75% of the after repair value. So you're taking down a distressed asset, you're repairing it. And when all is said and done, it's going to be, let's say you buy it for $100K, you put $40,000 in renovations, you're $140 all in plus closing costs, but it's going to value at $200,000 and they're lending you 75%. Well, then they're going to be basically lending you close to $150K. That's what the lender's coverage for a title policy will be for, is that amount. It's going to be more than what you paid. Now, you're going to have owner's coverage on top of that, and that's going to be equal to your purchase price. That does not consider those improvements that you are going to make in the future. Title company is just going to cover you for the purchase price as listed in the contract. And I've been able to leverage my title coverage in the past. What happens, a title company is going to go out and they're going to look through all the records at the county clerk. And they're going to try to figure out the chain of title, how the title for that property has changed hands over the years. Are there any liens on it? Who's the subordinate? Who's the dominant, the primary lien? What other things do we need to do to get to that clear title that I talked about in the prior segment? And sometimes that's property taxes. And I've had it happen in the past where the title company has missed prior year's property taxes that were unpaid. And eventually that came to my attention because I got a letter from the county appraisal district, or from the tax assessor rather, saying, hey, this is due and now it's overdue. Well, they can foreclose at some point if they so desire. Well, I just took that to the title company, said, hey, I think you missed this. They said, yeah, we did. We'll pay that. No problem. If they had caught it, really, that would have come out of the closing funds of the seller in this case. But they missed it. They covered it. They came back and they did what a title company does. They covered the cost. That's one reason to get title insurance, among others. Now, you've probably seen this, probably read this, if you've done any closings of your own personal house or otherwise. You've probably heard about wire fraud. And this is a big ticket item. And this is something that is growing. And I'm just looking at an addendum, or I guess a disclosure, that a realtor would normally send out if you're working with a realtor. It's called the wire fraud warning. It's addressed to buyers. It's addressed to sellers. Both sides of the transaction, if you're working with a realtor, would sign this. And it does say criminals are targeting real estate transactions. Don't be a victim of wire fraud. And they tell you, to our very topic today, protecting yourself in a real estate transaction, how can you protect yourself from wire fraud? I'm just going to read you this. It says you should not send personal information, bank account numbers, etc., other financial information by way of email or other unsecured electronic communication. Well, what do you do instead? Maybe use a cloud service, something like, I don't know, Dropbox, and make sure your files, your PDFs, everything you put out there are password protected, and then share that particular folder with your lender. And then it goes on to say, it says, if you receive any electronic communication, this is very important, and this applies not to you, just to you, the buyer of a single family house. In any of the multifamily passive investments that I have joined as an investor, I have sent money over by wire. I think in one case it was nearby. I took a cashier's check, but commonly it's by way of wire transfer. And here's where fraud can occur as well, and sometimes to the tune of very big numbers. It says, if you receive any electronic communication regarding wiring instructions, even if it appears to come from a legitimate source, verify the communication's authenticity. What does that mean? Call the title company. Verify the account number of the receiving institute where you'll be sending that wire. I did a transaction with a lead investor, a syndicator, as they're commonly known, the person that's putting together an apartment investment out of state. So this is nowhere in the vicinity. And when it finally came time to wire those funds, what did I do? I did what I had to do. I called that lead investor and I said, all right, walk through here. I want to walk through and make sure I have everything lined up correctly before I hit go on this wire. Of course, they accommodated me. Everything went through just fine. But that's the sort of thing you need to do to protect yourself in a real estate transaction when it comes to the movement of funds and information. Just be astute, be aware, because you don't want to be sharing information out there to people that shouldn't have it. So you want to close at a title company. You want to avoid wire fraud. You want to be careful when you do send documents to your lender or to that title company. So again, we're working through the single family process. We've talked about finding and contracting a house. We're talking now about closing a house and working with title. We're heading actually getting close to the end of today's show. This will be a two-part, so be sure to tune in next week. We'll take on part two of protecting yourself in a real estate transaction, and we'll also talk about some things you can do to protect yourself as a multifamily passive investor. Very important as well. But I do want to hit that topic that I mentioned at the very head of the show, which is the protecting your title. So I'm sitting, you know, I'm broadcasting from my home studio today. I'm sitting in my house, in my studio, in my house. I have taken title to this house. It's out there. And there's a problem. There's a rising event where criminals will basically do what's called a quitclaim deed. Quitclaim deed basically says, hey, county clerk, that owner has transferred title of this property to me. They'll go and file that at the county level. Now it shows that they are the owner. What do they do next? They go out and take a mortgage out on your property. If they do this enough times, they're going to find that lending company that does not do proper due diligence and lends that money. So you'll hear a lot of ads these days for services that will offer to keep you protected in these situations. What I want you to know is, and this may not be available in every county where you operate, but for example, in Tarrant County, where I have a lot of rental houses, or in Dallas County, those counties offer what's called a property fraud alert. And you should do a search if you're in Harris County. Go out and see, does the Harris County, just do a search online, Harris County Clerk Property Fraud Alert. I've signed up for these. And occasionally I do get an email that says, hey, in my wife's name or my name, Andrew Webb, this document was signed. And there's a quick, easy link for me to click on and see, okay, this is for some other property. As unique as I may think I am, and there are lots of Andrew Webbs out there, and they're out there doing their own property transactions. So it's a very good, easy, free way for me to confirm that's not my house, not my personal house where I'm sitting right now, or any of my rental properties. So again, it's a good way to take control, do this on your own. Doesn't cost you anything. Tarrant County, I know, does it. Dallas County does it. I can't recall if Denton does, but again, you can just type in your county, Dallas County Clerk Property Fraud Alert. It'll take you right there to the websites. I wanted to share that with you today. We're going to come back next week and we're going to finish working through that single family timeline and some of the places where you can go and some of the things you can do to protect yourself as part of that transaction. And we'll talk about investing in apartments as a passive. Those are the two things that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited to attain our financial freedom. If you want to learn more, go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Thank you for listening today. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. You have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.